Hello everyone, this is the Teenager's Take on Golden Habits, episode 4 of the podcast, and my name is Nasus. Today, I want to talk about taking the blame. And what do I mean about taking the blame exactly? Is that, in my opinion, the more responsibility you take for your actions, the greater you can become. It might feel a lot tempting to blame someone else. You could say, for example, it's not my fault, it's my father's fault, or because we didn't have as much money growing up, or it might be your mother's fault, because you couldn't afford all the books you want to read. I don't know, your boss's fault, because he didn't give you an opportunity. But let me tell you this. If you keep making excuses for your current situation, then you will never be able to get out of it. I'm sure that one of your top priorities is to reach a desired state you have in your mind, and I am pretty sure that blaming someone else for your misfortune or for your current situation, your present state, will not get you there. Let me suggest you to do something different. What if the next time you feel like blaming someone, you start blaming yourself, but not telling it's your own fault and you're not as good as you think, or starting the negative talk in general? What you could do is start asking yourself questions. How could I do it better? Why didn't it work? Was it really someone else's fault? What can I do to prevent that from happening again in the future? What can I learn from my mistake? I've talked a lot about asking the right questions in my blog, and I hope that by now you understand why asking the right questions is the right thing to do, and not blaming others. That's purely because by asking the right questions, you start to self-reflect and figure out why didn't something work. Was it your fault? What could you do better? It's the perfect chance to learn from your mistakes. And as a lot of people say, your mistakes can be your greatest teacher. You don't learn by doing something right. Doing something right barely means that you were right all along. But if you make a mistake and try to learn from it, try to understand it, by trying to understand your mistakes, you actually grow a lot. When I studied NLP, my teacher always had a phrase which really struck me and stayed with me all along. He said that the more responsible you become for your actions, the greater person you can become. I hope that you understand why breaking this habit, the habit which you blame everyone else, is so important for your success. It changed my life when I started blaming myself, not in a negative talk way, but in a way which I could learn from my mistakes. I understand that I can have control over so many things in my life, and I can create the outcome I dream of. It might sound cliche, but it is what it is. Believe me. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode. See you in the next episode.